The following shiur has been presented by Rav Akiva Dworkin, Dayan Keitel Eben HaEzer, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schus of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, Ha'orech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad mea de esrim shana.
The Mishnah on Das Chof Aleph Amud Beis brings the halacha. Ain koisim b'mekubal karka. You're not allowed to be koisim. You're not allowed to get while it's still attached to the ground. That means aside from the din of mesina, that besides for giving the get, you can't give it something obviously that's attached to the ground. In addition, you can't even write it while it's still attached. You have to detach it before you write it. The shayla is, where's the makor of that? Where's the makor in the Torah where there's a chasan in having a get being attached to the ground? And the Rashba on the flow over here off the north and brings down in the Mishnah, he says two possibilities. One of them, it says in the Torah, Sefer. Ma Sefer, it says Sefer Kriz, Ma Sefer Miuchad Shu B'Tolish, I've called over Shu B'Tolish, also anything that's B'Tolish. Has to be something specifically that's detached, similar to a Sefer, the same way a Sefer is always Tolish. So also, you have to have something that's Tolish. And that's what he brings from Yerushalmi. And our Gemara, he brings from Yeshma Parshim. And the Gemara says, Minshim Dechsiv, Inosim Liyodan. It has to be Dova Hanitim Yad Liyad, the Hainu Tolish. It has to be something that's practically possible to give from hand to hand, and it has to be specifically something that's tallish, not attached to the ground. These are the two possibilities that the Rajabah brings down. So it's either from Sefer, that Sefer Krisis, has to be tallish, or it could be Alps Vinasan. Something has to be given, could be given from hand to hand. And the Beishmul in Sibin Kupkov Dalad, Tif Kotin Yedez, brings an afamina between the two Makaris. He says like this. Otis Nakov is Ba'atim has a din of din is it's halachically considered mechuba to the karka. That means a pot that has a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, and it's able to be yoinik through that hole, get nourishment from the ground. So it's halachically considered mechuba to the karka. And the only time that it's considered tolish is only once you place it to yoinik, when you stop the source of nourishment. You put it in a place where it can no longer nourish in the ground. So he says that l'chayr should be a problem of when, as long as it's attached to the ground, to give this tisha because it's considered mechub l'karka. So he says, however, if you do a chazaka on it, or the isha will do a kin chazaka on it, and that's a kinyan that applies to things that are considered karka. So Ravana, she's migureshes, even though it wasn't possibly unique, it's still getting nourishment from the ground. It's still she's migureshes. Why? Because she was kind of a chazaka. So he says that will be enough for me. According to the Makaris that hold that the problem is only because it can't be given from something that's attached can't be given from hand to hand. That's only something that's truly attached, practically attached, not just something that's halakhically considered attached. Here, the flower pot is technically be given from hand to hand. The only concern is that halakhically is considered makubur. So if I give you an answer of al-chazalka, and therefore halakhically that would work for the kingdom for something that's considered mechuba l'karka, so that would be a good gerushin. Like the time of the Rashba that we learned from Sefer, from Yerushalmi, that we learned from Sefer Krisis, so then it wouldn't be a get because the Maaser, it's not Jamid the Sefer, has a din of mechuba, it's not Tolish. It has nothing to do with being practically able to give from hand to hand. So that is the Shitas Beshmo. It'd be a mamish machlokes, and these two pshatim, what would be the halacha in such a otzis nakov, if you could do kinyan chazak or not. The Teres Gittin is Mo'er from the Gemara at the end of the Amud. The Gemara brings down Machlekes. Let's say they wrote the get on a leaf of the Otzis Nakuf, so touch a flat pot that had a hole. Abai Amr Kosher, Rava Amr Apostle. Abai says it's Kosher. Rava Amr Apostle. Rava says to give such a get to write a leaf on a leaf of a Otzis Nakuf, that would be the get puzzle. Abai Amr Kosher, the Shakul Levi Yolavlai, Niala. There's no problem. He'll take it and give it to her. What's the problem? Rava, Amar Apostle Zveir Shem Nichtan. Rava says it's possible because maybe we're worried that concerned that he's going to go and be chop it off the artist. He can take the leaf off of the flower pot, and then it will be a problem of what we're going to see. We saw before in the beginning of the Amud of Mekutzek Tzitza. So therefore, he's going to, even if they don't do that, it's still considered a get puzzle. In Tosis, on Chofal Zambay, he brings down this Gemara. And he says like this, when the Gemara says that when you have a get on that's written on the Olo Shal Tznokov, it's mistaver that the Isha is not kainet in Shikas Otz Oy Bag Basay, with just being pulling the Otz or lifting it, calls Manshle Potzke Nikas Olo. As long as it hasn't stopped in the source of nourishment. So, I mean, Mesamach, Mocha Baal Zrom Lebaal Otz Lekona, Shiyak Sukhiz Zrom. Just by pulling it, as long as it's still getting nourishment from the ground, that's not considered a kinyan. The kadich shi mechubarim, still considered attached b'shas mishicha while it's being pulled or while it's being raised. Behold, machshir ba'yam ba'yis machshir mishum deshakul leig v'yoliv lo hanrad nichos magum shepes dekes nigata otzitz. What is the ba'yis saying that it's a good kosher get? If you give such a get that it's written on a leaf of otznakul, that's talking about where he gave it to her in a place where it was poisik the nika. Much on the top of a rack or on something, on top of her hands enough, but in a place that it can no longer get nourishment from the ground. So you see clearly in Tarsus that he names on the only time that it would be kosher to have a gerushin happening with the ola on the otzitz nakuv is prakeret. It's only if it's persik the nika. But as long as the nika is still happening and you're still getting the property able to get nourishment through the hole in the ground, to the ground, so then it's not capable of accomplishing a gerushin. So as the Teres Gittin, according to the Beis Shmuel, why can they just do kinyan chazaka? As long as it's practically nitin miyad liyad, you can actually give it over if you wanted to. Even now that it's on the ground, still you should be able to accomplish the gerushin with the kinyan chazaka, because that's a kinyan that helps on things that are considered karka. So why did Tysus have to assume that the only time you'll have gerushin accomplished with the otzitz nakuv is only in a makom where the actual yunika has stopped? And the emphasis is that this machlekes is really totally in a machlekes rishonim on the Gemara and Daf Ayin Zayin on the base. The Gemara over there says there was a case that there was a shkid mirat, somebody was dying on Erev Shabbos. He was holding by dying, and he was laying sick in bed dying, and he wrote his wife a get. He didn't have a chance to give the get before Shabbos. Maisa on Shabbos, he was mamish dying, he was actually dying, so they came in front of Rav, and Rav said, no problem, you should give her you should be makna her the place that's under the get, meaning the part of the chatzah, the bias that's under the get, that the get's sitting on, and she'll go and open and close the door on the chotzer or the bias of that chotzer. And by doing so, she'll be kind of the get. The tanan, no other parts, called shuharezu chazaka. That's considered a chazaka. So Rashi over there understands that, Lashon Rashi, utanan, chotzer she'en lehem achrayis, niknim chotzer she'en, yesh lehem achrayis, ketzer b'shtav chazaka. That Rashi understands that it's a kinyan agav. It's working that since she's being kind of the chotzer, she's going to be kind of the get together with the chotzer. So from Rashi's Mavur, that it helps the Kenyan Agav, which is a Kenyan that's not Nitin Niyad Liyad specifically. And the other Rishonim say that on Rashi that it can't be Soma Kenyan Agav, because why would Rava require that it be specifically the part that's the part of the Chatzah that's under the get that she has to acquire? Let her be kind of any part of the chotzer, and you could do a kinyan agav. Agav doesn't need to have to be specifically under the metatlin. You could have a kinyan karka, any karka, and together with that, you kind of the metatlin. You don't have to have specifically the part under LMI. That wasn't the etzah to do a kinyan agav. And he says, and the ran is mavur, the rajba, and the ran is mavur. The reason is because it has to be Dumivinosin, it has to be something that's vinosin. So it seems to be from the Ran and the Rashba there, the Tosfos Rosh says also Gabi Chalipin, that since it says vinosin, you can't accomplish something by Chalipin, that the gather exists because of vinosin is not like what the Beis Shmuel understood to say, that means that as long as practically could be given miyad liyad, that's enough. So as long as it's tolish, so maybe you could give it miyad liyad, so Otis Nakov would be considered, could be a kosher get. No, it doesn't mean that. It means Nanasan means that the kinyan actually has to be accomplished by giving something miyad liyad, technically giving it miyad liyad. So memela chazaka won't work, memela agav won't work, memela chalipin won't work. You have to actually give something to get miyad liyad. It has to go from hand to hand. So memela doing a chazaka on a otzis nakuv, the Teres Gittin would not be a good get. in Rashi. You do see, though, however, that it does work at Kinyan Agav, and seemingly he didn't have a problem hearing that it would be a chasarn in Vinathan. So it comes out, Mamash Machlech Zushanim, this Machlech that we have between the Teres Gittin and Beis Shmuel. What is the get of the Gzeres Tukos of Vinathan, if that's the Makar of something that's, to papal something that's Mechubar? Is it the Pshat that something has to be just technically able to be given Miyad Yad, even though right now it's considered Mechubar Lekaka, you could do a Kinyan Chazaka, because technically it could give Miyad Yad, or does it have to actually go over in a way that's Miyad Yad? And only in such a kinyan, in such a form, would it be considered a good get. That's the machlokes. Chara comes the machlokes rishon. Another big nakamina between the makor of where you learn the chasarn of something that's mechubar to be possible for get, whether it comes from sefer or it comes from the notan, is mivur in the Ramban in the sugya earlier on chasal from the base. The Gemara said earlier, Bishlam yad de'eved. Bishlam, if you wrote it on the yad de'eved, lo yasher lemikta, you can't cut her off his hand. So you have to give the evidence together with the get. The Karen Shalpara, what's the problem? If you wrote the get on the Karen Shalpara, let him cut it off and let her give it to her, just the Karen. Why does he have to give along the par? Like the Mishnah said, you have to give along the par. On my crow, because of the Nazim, Misha ain't a Mechusa el Ksiva with Messina. You know, the Zesh, Mechusa Ksiva, Ksiva, Messina. Since the Torah says because of the Nazim, you have to do it without the Bishanta Ksiva, there can't be anything lacking to hold back the Nesina. And since this over here, the way it is attached, and now you can't do the Nesina, so that's considered a chisaron, and that's mechutzer ktsita. So there's a big machlech rishonim, and they bring rise lakan lakan. Does this apply only by something that's mechutzer lakako, even something that's tolish? For example, if you let someone have a big piece of cloth that you wrote the get on, and after writing the get, you want to go and chop off some of the cloth, so is that also a chesaron of mechutzer ktsita? Since between ktsiva and nesina, you're doing a ktsita. Is that considered a chesaron? And the Rishonim bring both rise both ways. In the Ramban, he has the kasha on that side of the Rishonim that they want to say that there is a psul by tolish, even something tolish, much of a piece of cloth. He has a big kasha. He has like this: Kol makom ani tamava, I feel the ikir haGemara koshuli. You don't find this lashon of something that's mechutzer, unless it's impossible to do to accomplish that ma'aser with the chesaron the way it is. But here, by cloth or by anything that's tolish, what is mechutzer mitzad the nesina at the time of the ksiva? There's nothing lacking. You want to go and chop something off of it. That's not going to be the way you wrote it. So that's not considered something that's holding up the nesina. The nesina is ready to go the way it is, even without chopping it off. So why? How could you call that mechutzer ktsitsa? How could the Rishonim entertain such a tzad to say that's called mechutzer ktsitsa? That's an Ramban's matmiyan. And he answers a very interesting answer. He says, based on this shiloh, where the makor is, that will be totally how you magdir the chesaron of mechutzer ktsitsa. I just start with Hakdoma from Rav Bochver. He brings from Rav Chaim to explain the lumdus behind this machlokes rishonim, whether or not mechutzer ktsitsa applies to tolish or not. He says like this: the rishonim that hold that you have to have something specifically that's mechuber to be considered mechutzer ktsitsa, the pshat is that the whole problem, the gather of the exact cause of the cost of the nasan, there can't be mechutzer anything in between. It's not the pshat anything, any hefsek would be enough to be a break between ksiva and nesina. Now the pshat is that anything that's needed to be machshir the nesina to make it roi for the din in nesina, that's considered a chasarn between the ksiva and the nesina. However, if it would be something that's not machshir, anything just stand, you happen to go and cut something off, that would not be a chasarn of being mechutzer ktsitsa. Now, Shengit and Rishayim hold that you could have that even by Tolish. That's also considered Mechutzer Ktsitsa. Our Kavod together is not the pshat that you have to be, that you need something here to be Machshir the Nesina. Even if you're not being Machshir the Nesina, even if it's Hukshir for Nesina the way it is, still, as long as you're Machshir between the two things, that's considered a Hefsik, and that's not Koshal again. So you have to be magdir. Where do you stop there? If you fold the get, that's also considered a chesaron. Why do we tie it down to ktsitsa? And that's not mavur. So from this Ramban, we're going to see what the get has born. The Ramban says like this: that according to those mekayers that learn the mekar from Yerushalmi and Yerushalmi from Sefer, then the pshat is the hechrich the gather of the gzeres of kosev of the kosev nafsan that it can't be mechuz ktita. Al kochach, it's not the pshat like that sad that the ksida has to be already hooksha for nesina, because according to the man da'amah that holds that the whole makar of a chesaron of mechuber is from sefer, obviously he holds that out the nesina itself, because the for nesina itself it is ready, meaning that's considered giving something, even something on that's attached to the ground, that's called giving, that's not chesaron giving. He had to come up to a different gzeres b'kosev of sefer to tell you there has to be talish. So Vaishla is that mitzad the nesina is mukshar the nesina. So what is the gather gzeres b'kosev of the cost of the nasan that has to be, can't be mechusak tzitza? Our cost is a whole different gather gzeres b'kosev. It means that something that's not prepared for the nesina the way you want to be the nesina to be, that's considered mechusak tzitza. So for example here where you wrote it on the keren apara and you're not planning on giving the entire parah, to go and cut it off, since the way it is now b'shas tzitza was with it attached to the parah, and so it's not prepared for the nesina that you plan on giving. The way you want to give it is only a keren, and the way it is now is a keren with a parah. That's a whole different nesina than just the keren by itself. And the mele, you have to, it has to be prepared shas ksiva for the way you plan on giving it, for the oifen and nesina that you're planning on giving it. Mashen kein, the those that learn that the makar is from the nasan, so they learn poshut. They learn like Rav Chaim's first said that the chesaron of the cost of the nasan is anything that needed to be makshir the nesina that's lacking in the din nesina. That's considered a hefsek between ksiva and nesina. And so, well, since mechuber is considered lacking in nesina, you can't give something like that. That's not called giving. That's called not called nesina. Mela, only that would be considered a chesaron in of ksitza, mechutz ksitza, and mela talish itself would never be able to apply to a chesaron of mechutz ksitza. And that's how the Ramban answers his kasha that what's considered mechutz nesina is going to be dependent. If the makor is from the sefer of the sefer, akor of the pshat and mechutz nesina means the way you plan on giving it, not necessarily the dina in the nesina, but rather the way you plan on giving it. That type of nesina is not ready. It's not ready to be given only as a keren. It's right now a keren apora. So to go and chop it off, that's considered mechusik tzitza. Whereas if you learn the chesaron is mishum the nasan, that's the chesaron avi mechuber, then over here the uptach of the gzeres b'kosev of the cause of the nasan is preparing it for nesina. Comes out that like the mando omar, that the makor like the makor is from the nasan, comes out that mechuber could only apply, the chesaron of mechusik tzitza could only apply to something that's mechuber. And like the makor from sefer, it could even apply to talish. This would be mamash atliya in the machlekes rishonim, whether or not mechusik tzitza could apply to a piece of cloth, if there would be a chesaron of mechusik tzitza. Like those that learn it from the sefer, there would be such a problem. Like those that learn it from the nasan, there wouldn't be such a problem.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.